The older I grow, the more I realize something important. My quiet time isn't optional. It's not luxury, it's survival. Because when the world slows down, that's when I finally hear myself think. That's when I can actually see what I believe before someone else tries to define it for me. But let's be honest, staying in that space isn't easy. Our lives are wired for interruptions. Your phone buzzes at 8 p.m. with a client update. A candidate rings in the middle of dinner. A teammate fires off a quick question just as you're trying to grab groceries. None of it is outrageous. None of it is unfair. But stacked together, it's draining. Every little ping, every tiny request, chips away at your ability to think deeply. So here's what I've started doing. Simple shifts, small boundaries. Number one, single tasking. I'll get back to you. I'll respond, but not while I'm knee deep in something that requires my brain. Number two, brevity matters. Short and clear. That gets answered faster. Number three, if it's urgent, call. Because calls mean presence. Here's what I've noticed. I'm not the only one who feels this way. Most people I talk to admit it. They want space. They want fewer distractions. They want their sanity back. If I spend all day reacting, when do I get to lead? When do I get to create? When do I get to just breathe? Your greatest ideas, the ones that could change everything, they come when the noise stops. It shows up in stillness, in silence. So next time someone asks why you didn't reply instantly, don't apologize, because your attention is priceless. And once you give it away, you don't get it back. So protect it, treasure it, guard it. And remember, quiet isn't emptiness. Quiet is where your best self lives.